昇竜拳。
Hello. What's up, guys? I'm Thomas Dobizola, whatever you want to call me. I'm here with my co-host, Marty O'Neill.
It's the season f***ing two finale.
Oh, my God. This that.
What's up, guys?
Bleep that.
We're back. Season two. Wrapping this f***er up strong.
Bleep that, too.
Let's go.
Bleep that, too. Yo, I'm sorry. I mean, to YouTube, not to everybody else. This is how we want to talk. All right. I didn't expect that. What's up, guys?
Excuse me.
How you doing? That's fine. We just got to... 5 hour drive from across town, basically. Guys, this is season two finale. All right. This is it. I know last week we were like, this is it. It's not. Okay. Real quick update. As you can see, if you're not watching from, if you're on the road, season one table is in front of us.
Oh, geez,
right
no.
Now. This is the season one table, guys. It's how we started. It's how everything started right here. Marty and I went to our new studio today, Malcolm Media. We went to our new studio. Looks good. Doesn't seem real. It looks awesome. But our table that we use every week, we took it apart, took it over there. It doesn't fit. It's too wide. So, yeah, we couldn't bring it back because me and Marty are not Bob the Builder. We don't know how to take things apart, and Trent's not here. So, last episode ever, all right, guys? This is it. Last episode in this warehouse that we are filming. This is not going to happen again. This is it. Thank you for everyone that's been here for 100 and what? Like 100 and couple episodes.
Yeah, 112, I think. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Is
it 112?
Somewhere right around there. Whatever 36 plus 66 is. So
definitely not 112, sir.
Okay.
102.
All right. Is it? No, we just had episode 100 like a week ago or like fucking a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, 102. This would be 103.
All right. You got it.
96 plus 36 is... Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I thought I was tripping.
But we're going to see. We might trim up that table to make it fit. We got another good option. So yes. We got two good options for the table on the new set. That shit looks sexy.
It looks really, really cool. But with that being said, guys, this is the last episode. Season three starts next week. Weird.
Let's go. So much build up to this.
Remember we said season two, by the end of that year two, we'll probably be like trying to sign a deal with somebody doing something. We called it directly. Mm-hmm. Find it. Whoever can find it in the first season. We said that. Yeah. Like around, you know, year two, start of year three.
Mm-hmm. Big build up. I remember last year when I was on set for these commercials, I had the call with Lewis and he really like painted out the vision and what do you think? Like it could be like this. What if we power all this on? Like, yeah, bro, that's exactly what we should be doing.
It's crazy. Crazy to think about it now.
But we're here. We got a strong team, self-proclaimed Black Ops of the fucking podcast weed game.
I'm excited. This is going to be really cool. Before we continue, Marty, what did you do this week?
It's been an eventful week, guys. It's been a very eventful week. We all know this time of year is Super Bowl season, which means I snap into motherfucking action for about a week or two and go on a psychotic spree of commercial filming behind the scenes. So that's where I've been all week.
Who did you happen to film with this week, Marty?
So I was back on set for the first 2 days with T-Mobile in our string of Zach Braff and Donald Faison from Scrubs. They have the long, these fools got like 6, 7, 8 commercials that they've done. It's like a whole string of like musical commercials.
It's cool.
But I'm not going to really ruin this total surprise here on the podcast, I don't think.
You did on Instagram?
Okay. All right. We'll roll for this one. All right. All right.
Just let him know. Just let him know a little bit.
Royale with cheese?
Bro.
It's a good fucking milkshake.
That's crazy.
Guys, I like to think my thing is I'm the Pulp Fiction guy. Everybody knows I love Pulp Fiction, okay? It's the only movie I ever reference. It comes up about 5 times an episode. All right. 2 days in a row on set, BTS, motherfucking John Travolta.
Too fucking awesome. I probably need to demonetize, but who cares?
Yeah, it's not what this episode's about.
Bro.
Guys, so coolest guy ever, you know. I've realized that like I wasn't starstruck, but it was just one of those moments when you're filming such a legend through your own lens and you see him in your camera's viewfinder.
This lens
right here, it's different. Like when you see it in his eyes, all that legend in his eyes went through the lens. Like, it's just different.
I just see him dancing on bleachers.
He did the fucking dance, man.
Isn't that awesome?
When he did it.
I was talking about Danny Zuko Grease, but yes.
Yes.
Do the Pulp Fiction dance.
Yeah. I don't know. Mario told me
he did the Pulp Fiction dance. I just kind of tried to look away and I could contain myself. Bro, I would have lost my shit. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm like, aren't you the angel for Michael? Just an obscure movie. He's like, I guess. Yeah, I did do that movie.
That would have been cool. I realized in that moment, like, I'm an interviewer now. All I want to do is interview this man differently than he's ever been interviewed. You know, and you're looking at somebody who's been a legend for so long. Since the 60s, this fool invented disco. Put disco on and then did Grease. And then, like, by the time he circled around to Pulp Fiction, he had already had a whole career. He was in his late 30s, 40s when that shit came about.
Late 40s probably for Pulp Fiction. He's almost 70 now, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe in his 70s, yeah.
Yeah. But 96. The one little moment that really stood out, and you got to keep in mind, like, with the BTS, it's very tricky. Because compared to the rest of the set, I look like paparazzi. I'm floating around, and I'm kind of trying to stay out of the way, not be distracting at all. But there's high potential for me to be distracting during the shoot, in between takes. Last thing you want to do is annoy the talent. So I'm very behind the scenes. I have no, like, I'm not trying to be up in the mix when I'm filming behind the scenes. But when they introduce me to him, I always introduce myself. You know, they introduce me like, this is behind the scenes, it's Marty, whatever. And he was like shaking a bunch of people's hands. And like, I stuck out my hand and he didn't see it right away. And I just pulled it back like, no big deal if we don't, you know what I mean? But then he was like, oh no, he stopped. And just that, the tiniest little gesture of like, oh no, nice to meet you. Just that little eye contact. Oh bro, let me make sure I slap you up. That was like everything. And it makes me think about the meet and greets and shit. Like those conversations that you have over and over. Like, I don't know. I haven't felt like that connection with somebody I looked up to in a long time. And that little handshake and that eye contact of, what's up bro, good to meet you. You know, so that, sick. Yeah. That shit felt great. So I did two full days way out far in the middle of nowhere, basically early call times. And then that went great. And then I had a day off and then I came back and I do have to be very discreet about this one for a 5 a.m. call time with a very, very, very big movie star inside a real film studio.
If we can't say it, don't even say it.
Yeah. Huge, huge awesome. Movie star.
I love that guy.
Yeah. And it partners in some of my favorite movies. Yeah. And we'll find out. You guys will know in the, once the Super Bowl airs, but
I was recorded by Marty. Film that one. Remember last year? I'm like, yo, that Marty filmed that one.
Yeah. We'll fill it in after the Super Bowl airs, but that was great, man. I've been out here grinding. So that means fuck, we're up at 3. We're out there at 5. We're getting it in. Like, I love it. It was just a real big team effort. Everybody got it done. Came out real great. Feeling like a pro. Nothing went wrong.
No camera stolen.
Everything intact. Came back. And I was able to book two of my boys on really big shoots too. So I booked my boy Hawk down in Texas to film the meet and greets. He crushed it. Booked Trent to go film. Trent got to go film.
Super Bowl commercial too.
For the first time out in the desert and shit. So a huge talent and crushed it.
Can't even say that one. Yeah.
So
worldwide, global. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. So it's been a big week here on the videography side. We're out here hustling real hard. We had the sets being moved here for the podcast and shit. We're orchestrating that. We just got past the TED Talk and Houston, Texas, Dallas.
Yes.
What a fucking meet and greets.
Damn, that was a lot.
Yeah.
You ready to smoke a joint? Yeah. I'm ready too. The last time I bring that thing out in this warehouse.
This is weird, man. This is very weird, odd, guys. This is a big win for the community. We've been talking about this for so long. And it's one of those things that's like people have seen now, like when big moves happen and stuff like this, like we're so just like treat the podcast with just such respect. Like this deal took a year to happen.
Yeah.
We were in no rush to make this shit happen. Let it happen in its own time. We got to kind of zipper in and get to know the team before we really moved in, which was amazing.
I hope they don't watch this, page. But I'm about to bring some zips, ounces to everybody. That'd be the epic, most epic thing ever. Like, we started a new show today. The guy brought me 2 zips. You know?
Not every day, not every time,
but I'm just saying. Just the intro.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's how you do it.
Thanks for filming for us. Thanks for doing our audio. Thanks for writing the notes down. Like, that's sick. And everybody smokes.
You want to win somebody over, give them some free weed.
That's it. That, and everybody seemed cool. Mm-hmm. Everybody, all the new team seems epic. We have a team, which is weird.
And smart and invested and they care and they get it.
They get it. They understand. So it's going to be super sick. So Marty got to film with John Travolta, which is insane.
So weird, guys. Like we said in the TED Talk, man, I never even, if I wouldn't have took all that time to learn the camera, spend all that money to invest in all my shit, it would have been very easy not to. I could have been the graphic designer. I would have never been able to do all this cool shit.
Yep. But level up. All right. So with that being said, the first thing I'm going to talk about, this right here on my shirt, we just dropped the video. Yeah. The reupstore.com. That's our new business. All right, guys. You guys know that with my homies, Tony and Jay. We dropped a video last week. We opened up a month ago, right? We're doing cool. We're doing good. I can't really post on Instagram about smoke shop stuff and tag because I get deleted. Mm-hmm. Sales are doing cool. Not like I expect, like our push, because we show it, show shirts, show, you know, hoodies and all that. That it's easy to sell that stuff. It's because it's, you can market it. You
have to be discreet with this
show. You have to be so discreet with a legal bong. Like, it's so dumb. Anyway, we did a video like going over that we started a new company. Thank you guys. If you ordered or even went on there and dropped a like, thank you. The video skyrocketed our shit so hard. It did. I had to ask, like, well, how much did you, what? How many orders do we have? Like, I had to make sure that I was hearing it right. We had to go re-get a whole new truckload of boxes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really put out until you make a video about it.
Exactly. But you know what I'm saying? Like, people, you guys, thank you. Thank you for responding and, like, really giving a shit. It was awesome.
So what are the price ranges that people are, like,
experiencing? I mean, we have stuff for $5. We have stuff for $150. We have stuff for trays are $5. A dab nail is $15, $20. Terp slipper sets, $30. Like, that's unreal, dude. That's the prices you should be getting it in wholesale downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we're really, like, people are happy, man. We have torches, e-nails, rigs, everything you can think of. Our own butane. I mean, our own
ISO.
Alcohol, ISO. It's going good. I just want to say thank you guys so much for that. I'm going to start off with that season finale. We just got the shirt. It's our first shirt I ever got. So I'm like, you know what? I'm wearing it today.
Crushing it.
Thank you, guys. It really lit a fire under us to, like, all right, this is gonna work. If that's what we can do with just one video in a month, wait till we're really doing videos and marketing and doing, it's going to be fun. It's just another lane. It's another lane that I think we could do really well in.
To offer higher quality, affordable shit to the fans.
Yeah. Oh, we got like a $12,000 rig on there now too.
Oh, damn.
For the Darby Holmes piece and Mothership. We're about to fly to Seattle and go visit Mothership and buy a bunch of them for the store.
Oh,
make a whole vlog out of it.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to go over there like, I want that one, I want that one, that one. Let's go home. Mm-hmm. But at Mothership, like at their head. It's like going to Beaverton and going to check out Nike. Uh-huh. Like, oh, shit, we're here. I'm excited.
It kind of should tease this video we're about to drop tomorrow, too.
Oh, well, it's out. My mom took it. I finally
put it out?
Well, this video will be out Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh, usually that's me doing that. Yeah. Okay. I finally convinced my mom to take a dab. I recorded all of it. She was pissed. She was pissed. She was fucking high, dude. So I think I'm going to get my mom to do it, man. Yo, my mom's been, I told you my mom's been like working out and shit again. Mm-hmm. When I was young, my mom was the Tybo bitch. She used to be all over that shit.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, my mom used to be like rocked out and like in shape. And then she stopped giving a shit, and she got all butthurt about it, and was like, I don't care. But now she cares again, so it's pretty awesome. She's been at it. She's been going at it. It's pretty sick.
Yo, Rocco, I know
you're in the chat.
Rocco is the most peer pressure motherfucker of all time in that video. That shit is hilarious. He's like, we'll like you more. We'll respect you more if you take a dab.
Oh, I thought you meant at the gym. He's been forcing her to go to the gym every day.
Oh, good.
He's her trainer.
Oh, no shit. He's using that energy.
Yeah, good way. He's fucking with her, like, positively.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a fool, dude.
Does he work out?
Yeah.
Oh, he does? Oh, cool.
Every day.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Rocco's in shape. Let's go, Rocco.
Yeah, he's super in shape. You don't think because he wears big clothes.
I thought he was just skinny as shit.
Nah. Rocco's pretty fucking rocked out. It's pretty. Nice. It's awesome. He's like the Axe Body commercial cartoon kids.
Uh-huh.
The tall, cut-up, skinny guys.
Yeah. What do we got here?
That is pineapple sunrise mixed with lemon Poppers, the homies that.
Shit sounds healthy.
Yeah, it does. Here we go. Yeah, it's my homies at Kush Clinic and shit. Where I've been getting all my weed.
Shout out.
Yeah, they're fucking, they're awesome. So here we go. On to the next piece of information. I'm going to break it down for you guys. It might get real upsetting. It might get fun. It might start screaming. I don't know what's going on yet. But here we go.
I don't know what's coming here.
Oh, the meet and greets.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Fuck.
Let's get started. What's up, guys? Taking a moment to talk about one of our longtime sponsors, and this is Manscaped. Right now, did you know Manscaped just dropped some products for your beards? Yes, Manscaped is taking it above and beyond and above the waistline. Guys, this is not for your dick. Introducing for Manscaped, Beer Hedger Pro Kit. For all the people out there that shape their beard, try to get that look, now you can do it with Manscaped. 5 o'clock shadows, gigantic beards, whatever you got, Manscaped can control it. First, this is a cordless trimmer. Second, with the rotary wheel, there are 20 different beard length settings. 20 different settings. So you don't have to have a drawer full of 16 attachments. It's one attachment that does 20 different settings, guys. Right now, go to manscaped.com/YOLA. That's 20% off of everything and anything you can possibly buy and free shipping. All you got to do is use code YOLA. Manscaped does not stop at just the trim. They just introduced beard shampoo and conditioner. So right now you can get the beard kit. It has three free gifts: a beard comb, brush, and scissors. A whole kit to make sure your beard doesn't look like shit. So right now get 20% off of everything and free shipping by go to manscaped.com/YOLO. That's our code, and that's it. Remember, the new beard hedger, one stroke, one guard, 20 different lengths. And always, thank you so much for supporting the sponsors that support us. Back to the episode. So as you know, we've been doing the dopest meet and greets. We did LA, New York, Chicago, Indiana, Miami, and then this past weekend was Dallas, Texas, and Houston. We did two cities in Texas because Texas is massive. So let me break it down to what happened, guys. All right. I already know Texas. I don't travel to Texas because it's a legal state. I don't want to get arrested and go to jail in Texas for...
It's Gilead.
It's Gilead. What a good way to put it. It's Gilead for potheads. Yeah, it's Gilead. Thank you. Yeah, and the outfit is a cowboy hat. Are you ready? It's Gilead. I hate you so much. That's from Handmaid's Tale, just in case you guys didn't know. So, get to tech. I love Texas, all right? But every time I say the word Texas, I have to go, dumb old Texas. Remember when SpongeBob tried to make Sandy Cheeks not move back to Texas, and he keeps making fun of Texas? Y'all! That's how I feel every time I hear the word Texas, but I don't feel that way about it.
Yeah.
I just like SpongeBob, okay? So if you ever hear me say, dumb old Texas, it's just SpongeBob, guys, and Patrick, all right? Texas is dope. Everybody was so fucking polite. Super polite. Anyway, we get to Dallas. It's me, John, and Rosie only. The team didn't come this time. Everything just didn't work out to where we can get more of our homies out there coming. Usually we come with like five homies. We make a trip out of the, you know what I mean? Support the city, but this time I'm like, dude, it's a legal state. I don't really want to be out vlogging, getting high and shit. We're the only fools outside. People don't really walk around downtown Dallas. It was nobody outside. I might be wrong, but somebody told me, it was like, oh, it's just because it's cold. Because it was super cold. Anyway, go to Dallas. We pull up to the smoke shop. The owner already told us the fool slept there, and they were out there at like 3 a.m. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be a big one. I pull up, and the line is like, it's in the shopping mall. So the line goes, how can I give him a reference? The line goes like, you know, in a shopping center outside, there's a couple stores, a sandwich spot, a tacos place.
Maybe a football field is a good reference.
A football field. Thank you. It's about 100 yards deep, a line. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. Wrap around the building, right when I'm unloading our shirts, you know, we do free shirts, free posters, we print out like concert posters, I sign them and shit. The owners come up like, yo, cops already showed up, bro, and they start breaking it down. Because we sent out a shitload of dopest dabs so we can have a dab bar and give it away for fucking free. I'm like, yo, you guys are in line, take a fucking dab. You're 21? Take a fucking dab. Why not? Like, it'd be sick as hell, right?
Okay.
They have a dab bar of rigs lined up like, oh, you're inside?
Wow.
You want to hit this? It's legal. When I walked up, like, the cops are here already. They've already been bugging us. And it's in the morning.
I was going to say, what time is this?
I think it might be like 11 or 12. I can't remember. We started late on that one because it was a Friday. So we get things like cops are here, like they're bugging, they're fucking already harassing us and shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Skyrise Vapor in Dallas is a super nice looking shop. Super sick. So I go, we're doing the meet and greet. I know none of what happens until I talk to Rosie at the hotel. I don't move. I don't leave my spot. I'm in one spot handing the shirt, talking to each person as they come up. We saw about 1,400, 1,200 people that day. And these conversations are, hey, thanks for watching. They're fucking whatever until that person is done talking.
So times that by 10 minutes apiece, damn near.
This one was more like seven minutes on this one. Indiana was like 15 a person.
So many people.
This is like 7 minutes apiece for each person. So the day's going on. You know, everything's going great. Everybody's just so damn happy and like stoked. And to everybody that brought toys and shit, I'm not saying thank you for bringing me stuff. I'm just saying if you like the people that did, that's awesome. Thank you very much. I have your toy too. It's in the mail. Because I had to mail it back. People gave me too much shit. I couldn't even put it in my suitcase, dude. Shout out to you. The big ass street signs, the dope as usual sign, all that shit. This is what happened. Going throughout the day, and it's time goes by so fast. We started at like 12:40. I look at my phone, it's 5. I'm like, I've been here for 5 hours? All right. Damn, still talking, still going. And I don't eat. I don't go to the bath. I'm like, I'm in like adrenaline mode. I don't know what it is. I was trying to explain to the shopper. He's like, how the fuck did you not sit down or go or stop? And I'm like, dude, every time I'm done with a conversation, the next person's face is so lit up. I'm like, fuck yeah. Like, I'm ready to like, it's not the conversation, the same question. Like, who gives a fuck, bro? It's different person every single time. It's a different reaction. I read people so well that I, like, when I say certain thing, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to keep talking about it. Oh, okay. Oh, let me ask that. Oh, okay, you want to take a fucking picture? Oh, I'll sign this for you. I don't know how many pairs of fucking shoes I signed, probably like fucking 100 pairs of shoes. I signed so many skateboards, just another car. Signed another car dashboard again. Nice. This one looked better, though. So everything's going good. About 7 o'clock, I look to my left. I'm like, there's just cops standing right next to me. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't look at them, and I just keep shaking the person's hand and keep talking. I don't give a shit. I'm just still talking. And they're talking to the owner and Rosie. I'm like, what the fuck? So periodically they're checking in, telling me like, hey, the cops are harassing people outside. So the cops in Forney, Texas, you guys need to go work out, get some hobbies because you guys are fucking whack. Damn, that was good, Marty. Nelson laugh. Oh, I didn't expect that at all. Thank you for being chill. But you guys are fucking whack for wasting your time. The constable, I guess it's like a cop, wasn't even working. Sat in his own truck right outside for 8 hours straight to make sure we didn't do anything. All these people are just smiling, stoked, talking to each other in a line. The shortest wait was five and a half hours.
Did you have to explain, like, this shit is HHC, this is legal here?
I didn't talk to the cop.
But I'm saying, like, Rosie had to do all that? Yeah,
they knew. They knew. And they started going up to me. Well, let me see your ID. You're underage? Yeah, you're allowed to get an autograph.
Mm-hmm. It's a meet and greet.
It's a, what are you saying? Because we gave away, like, we always give away, like, $1,000 worth of shit. We just look at the shop and go, hey, I want to buy all that right there. Start giving it away. Giving it away. It's raffle tickets. That's why we bring raffle tickets and a microphone.
Yeah.
So if I was standing in a line to see somebody I really like and I got to meet him, I'd be stoked. But if I was standing in line and won a fucking $400 bomb, I'd be like, oh shit, I'm going home with this thing. So that's why we did it. And it started getting cold, so we just started raffling off all the like the jackets they sell. You know what I'm saying? And by raffle, I mean free. We're not charged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And apparently every time someone won a bomb, you have to check their ID. You can't just give somebody a bomb because they won. You know, the guy would check their ID that worked at the shop. And then Rosie told me all this after that the cops were coming up and like, give me your ID. How old are you? Like, dude, they were just sitting, waiting, like fucking sheepdogs, just trying to like, you know, sit back, like stand there. Because all the stores, all the restaurants were complaining because there were so many people outside. After, Jersey Mike's came and thanked us because they sold out of everything so fucking fast they had to go buy more bread at a different store. The Mexican restaurant down the street said they sold so much shit they started giving away free shit to everyone in line to say thank you.
Damn.
So just be nice, bro.
Like stimulating the economy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Stimulating your town. Like we're not sitting there blowing joints. We're not sitting there. I didn't even smoke.
Yeah.
You know? So Dallas was
It was an event at the smoke shop was enough to piss them off.
Yes.
Yeah.
They kept, I just talked to every family, the cops, they're like, bro, yeah, they're circling, they're just keep going back and forth.
They probably fuck with people just coming out of there regularly.
Well, what they started doing when nobody was doing anything wrong, they started towing people because they started going and running everyone's tag. I'm like, no, that guy's got a ticket, tow. One guy's in line's like, I just got towed. I go, shut the fuck up. He goes, I guess I didn't get my fucking tags. And another guy was like, dude, my car payment was 2 days ago. I just got fucking repoed. Some guy got his fucking Honda repoed in line.
God damn.
He's like, dude, I lived down the street. I forgot to pay my shit. And they repo my fucking car. He got the call and everything. Mm-hmm. There's nothing he could do about it. He's like, dude, I forgot to pay my fucking car payment. I got repoed. They're really calling in anything they can do. They were not fucking happy. Rosie told me after they tried to take me out to question me and get my hold my ID. You suck my dick, bro. You're not getting my ID. That's reaching my pocket and I'll punch you in the face. Nah, dude. I know nothing about these. Nothing about this stuff. Mm-hmm. So the whole time I'm just, you know, doing the meet and greet. 13 hours meet and greet until the last human being walked out. It was God epic. Damn. It was so awesome. Like, it was very cool. Because I always think, like, you remember the Merced meet and greet? I'm like, I hope people show up. And damn, there was a line for hours. Mm-hmm. And Indiana showed me, like, whoa, people will show up. This was bigger than Indiana.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't even imagine. That's my, like, only frame of reference for the shit.
I can't believe it, man. It went from here, you know, to the back of the warehouse. Yeah, loop it. It would have wrapped this entire fucking block.
Crazy.
Wow. Whoa. Wild, dude. Anyway, Dallas was epic as hell. And at the end, it was like 30 minutes out. At the end, the owner has the Maybach. And I finally got to see one in person. I got to ride in it. So I finally, I'm like, oh, yeah, I love this car. I still haven't got to see my car. I didn't even touch one. So I got to ride in one. I'm like, oh.
What'd you think?
Oh, my God. It lays back. The seat.
You were in the back?
Yeah, the seat goes.
It's like one of those pods in first class,
right? Yeah, dude. I couldn't believe it. Epic. Epic as hell. I met you're in the chat. Zalon. Zalon's in there. I saw you. I saw Jonathan B in Houston. Oh, you know, I'll get into Houston. What was it? Colton Hudges? Saw Colton Hudges too? Yeah, I saw a bunch of people from the chat, man. Mm. It was sick as hell. And then boom. Oh, halfway through the meet and greet in Dallas, John got a call because John Dopus, his wife's pregnant, and their daughter caught the crazy flu of some kind. And then she's like, she has 105 or whatever. I'm not going to get too into it, but she was super sick. John literally left in the middle of the meet and greet and flew home. Mm. It was wild, dude. So we were like, okay, let's make it work because John was like helping with the thing. And then the shout out to everybody at Skyrise. They just stepped up and helped. It was awesome, dude. It was seriously, everything worked out perfectly.
His daughter's okay?
She's fine now. She's fine. She's, you know, she's little, so they were freaking out. So
so he had to dip out.
Yeah, just bounced, dude.
So now you got really everybody just kind of even more so in your face. And because he's usually kind of there too, like.
No. He's doing his thing outside. I don't see anybody that came with me until the end. Mm. I see him passing.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Passing. Rosie's periodically giving me a water.
Because like in the vlogs, he's always like.
That's because he's out doing his thing. Yeah. I'm not with him in the vlogs, true. If you notice. Yeah. I'm always by myself, and they explain to me what happened after. Like, so that kid, like, which guy? Oh, with the pissing at him, like a fucking clown on a shirt? What'd he do? Uh-huh. Like, because I have a fucking memory that I remember almost everybody's face. Some people get back in line, like, you're already in line. He's like, oh, my friend showed up. I'm like, I remember people's faces. I almost remember everybody's name.
Yeah. You've done it in the vlogs.
Yeah. I've done it in the vlog where I remember motherfuckers' names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It works.
It takes me 15 times to remember your name. Like,
oh, no. I'll go to a restaurant. Hey, what's your name? I fucking forgot already. But at these meet and greets, because I'm like, I cave. I'm like, yeah, what's up? What's your name? Fuck yeah. So, meeting was great. Meet and greet was super sick. I haven't talked about it yet, but I went to the fucking podiatrist to talk to you about it. Mm.
Foot doctor.
So in Miami, after we were done with the Miami meet and greet, my feet hurt so violently. I told Rosie, like, I think my feet are broken. Something's wrong. I went to the doctor. Both of my arches broke. Both of my arches and my feet are collapsed. So I was right. My feet were breaking. Yeah. So after the Dallas meet and greet, my feet were cartoon. You know what I mean? Like they were
throbbing.
Oh my God. They hurt so bad. But Rosie brought these, the leg compressors, and it helped.
Thank you, Rosie. Just got me a set.
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Can't wait. So boom, wake up, go to Houston. Right? Go to Houston. Mind you, we smoked one joint, two joints with John. Haven't smoked since. Smoked a couple dabs. No weed. I brought hella weed. I was just so exhausted. I couldn't like bring myself to go downstairs and smoke it outside, dude. I was just, my feet hurt so bad. And then boom, we flew to Houston. Slept. Woke up. Houston meet and greet. Okay. We got there. And I'm like, oh, good, cool line. I didn't realize it dipped around the corner and then back. I just thought it was like that strip. So when I went in the back of the building to bring the boxes in, I go, oh my God, it wraps the building. There was like 400 people in line before we even started. The first people in line were people I met in Dallas. They've been to both. Shout out to your grandma for bringing your ass. She stayed in line for the whole time and drove them. Damn. She was dope. She said she watched the shit too. And epic. We start the meet and greet. Same thing, like cops already showed up. Like they already came before we even started. I'll just say, I don't care. There's a restaurant out there in Houston, Molina's. The family might be great. The lady you have running your shit, fucking bitch. Fucking immature ass woman. She's probably in her 60s. Wow. Anyway.
Were they the neighbors?
She came, yeah, she was the neighbors. We offered them to cater the week. Can we buy your restaurant out and you cater everything for us? They said, fuck no. Can we buy out your parking lot for the day? Because it's a Sunday. So we can have people. Fuck no. So she was calling the cops when people were parking in the empty fucking parking lot. Two empty school parking lot, like school size parking lot. Didn't want to let nobody park in them.
Why?
Because she didn't want anybody parking in her fucking parking lot.
Okay.
So that's how it started. I'm like, oh, you know what? It's okay. Don't worry. Have a great day. You know, the guy, Chris, was that owns BC Smoke Shop. Shout out to BC Smoke Shop in Houston. Some of the fucking coolest people ever. Epic. Anthony and Mimi and fucking Chris and everybody. They're just so, they're dope as hell. Anyway, we get there. I go in through the back. I'm like, whoa. He's like, cops already showed up. I'm like, for real? Nobody's even spoken a line. Like, what the fuck? So I'm like, you know what? Let's start. So we start. Meet and greet at like 10:40, 10, you know, something like that. We just start going.
Are you deep out in the suburbs or is this actually
This is in Houston. Okay. This is like in the city
of
Houston.
So the fact that there's a line forming isn't like something super insane. Like how it was.
He said, I won't say which people he's had there, but he told me he had a lot of favorites already. I know who they were. He was like, nobody brought a crowd that would wrap the, nothing. And it's not that it wrapped. It's when, if everyone was there at the same time, it would have been a half a mile long. Yeah,
it's an all day thing.
The line moves in bricks, but it fills back.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't even like to see the end of the line because it makes me feel bad as shit for the person sitting in the back. You know, I don't even want to see the line, dude. Everything's going good. Everything's going great. Everybody's super nice, super stoked, dope as hell. And Rosie's periodically, Rosie's running the line. She's doing the microphone. She's handing out raffle tickets. Rosie is, she hates talking to people like on a microphone. She doesn't like that shit. She likes talking to people, but not like, hey. Rosie did the whole damn thing. Shout out to Chad from the Dopest Shop too.
She emceed?
Yes. And also Hawk, the guy you helped, you had. Shout out to fucking Hawk, bro. He filmed everything for us. What a champ.
Let's go.
Fucking love
it. Nevermore Visuals on Instagram.
Is that it is? Yeah. Nevermore Visuals. Fucking love this dude. He's so badass. What a nice dude.
Film both events.
Both events. Drove to the other one. He's just sick as hell. Anyway, he's helping Rosie, and I'm having him film people in line. When's your first video you ever watched? Oh, yeah, while they're waiting in line. So that's why we started doing raffles. So people are like, damn, I've been here forever. Oh, I won! You know, I just want, like, people, just something. Something. Yeah. And there's a food truck there. So if you're, like, we rented the food. They did 900 people till they ran out of stuff. Wow. So we did the food for at least 900 people till they ran out of stuff. And, everything's going great. Meeting a bunch of people. Jonathan B. from the chat. I met him. Big ass fool. Tallest Mexican I ever met in my life. You're huge, bro. I look like, for real? Damn, I would have been in the NFL if I was your height. Jesus. He's cool as hell, dude. Super sick guy. I met a lot of people from the fucking chat. It was mind blowing, actually.
So awesome.
Because when they say, I go, what did you say your name is? What's your icon? I was like, is it an A with just a green? Like, yeah. I'm like, what's up, Colton? Like, like Aiden. Aiden, Dominic Aiden. I know you're in the chat right now from Indiana. I just remember the screenshot in my head of the picture of who I typed to with the icon. Like, that's how I remember things.
People driving from California.
Full drove from California to the Dallas one because he missed the LA one. And he's like, I have friends in Dallas. I'm just going to make a weekend out of it. All right. Somebody drove from Wisconsin, Jacksonville, Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Minnesota.
This was like a global conference.
Bro, yeah. People came from six states away. Anyway, the day's going great. Everything's going good. I don't know any of the bullshit that's going on outside. I don't know what's happening outside because Rosie's not telling me. She's going to be pissed. So there's food trucks on the side of the building and they're pissed because nobody's buying shit because we're doing free food. Who cares? It wasn't your business anyway. The barbershop next door, it's Sunday. Barbershop next door, look it, I'm glad she didn't tell me because if she would have told me about how much money you're making a day, fuck off. Go home. He kept calling the cops because people were in front of his building. It's a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world. The guy at Cricket next door. Cricket Wireless is fucking ancient, bro. Your store is going to go under. Eat a dick. Anyway, Cricket Wireless next door to BC Smoke Shop. Guy's a fucking asshole. Told people, don't stand next to my sign. Mm. It's a sidewalk. Don't stand next to my tent. Like a child. I didn't know this. I definitely would have fucking open palm smacked the fuck out of somebody went to jail. Mm. So I'm glad she didn't tell me. But the Molina bitch kept being a fucking bitch. I'm sorry. The restaurant's been there for so long. I don't want to fuck their shit up because they're probably really nice people. Mm-hmm. But the older woman that's running it was super rude. And me and Rosie haven't, it sounds fucked up, but every time someone's rude to Rosie in public and she does nothing, I get mad at her. It's fucking stupid. And I feel like an asshole after. I'm like, I'm mad at you because you let some, but don't let people fucking do shit to you. Like, it pisses me off. There's been a few times like, this dude was hella rude to me. Like, where the fuck is he? Like, she's super nice. So you're like, who the fuck thinks they can live now? Like, I'm going to kill you.
Just because they're, I mean, you would think like,
it's like, you're super, super nice. That means you're a fucking bitch. You know, you can tell, read somebody like, that person's nice. Yeah. But you were rude to who? Oh, I'm gonna open palm slap the fuck out of you. Mm-hmm. But she's an old woman, but I would definitely dissect her with my words. Yeah. Like, I'm good with that.
Not let it go.
I'm good with that. Like, but she was walking up to kids with her fucking phone and shoving it in their face while you're on my property. Mm-hmm. Like a fucking kid. And Rosie snatched her fucking phone out of her hand and told her to get the fuck out of there. Mm. So happy and proud of her for that, dude. Shit. Snapped her fucking hat, snatched it out of her hand and told her to get the fuck out. That was an evil laugh.
Evil laugh. Buddy. That was supposed to be the air horn. Almost fit, though.
Yeah. That's the laugh that is played. Oh, my God. Some dude kept trying to sell a gun in line. She told me after, and I got a bunch of DMs like, there's a dude out here trying to sell fucking guns to us. I had no idea. Some random man just saw a line. Goes, you want to buy this pistol? What the fuck?
Some crackhead shit.
Some crackhead shit.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that. Apparently, not us, but the street next to us was super blocked, and the guy was screaming at the line because he thought it was their cars, and his movers left, but he was calling his movers bitches, and they quit on him. And then he asked us to reimburse him for his fucking move. What a fucking weirdo. And a guy in a blue car got stuck and was almost going to fight the U-Haul guy. This is all secondhand I'm getting. Was going to fight him. And he was so mad that he had to back up that I guess he whipped through next to the line, almost hit Chad, our guy, almost hit two other people. And those people DM'd me. Like, dude, there's a guy out here. I almost got fucking ran over. I guess he whipped down that little side street going like 50 or 60 with all those people standing there.
Yeah.
Because he was embarrassed that he had to move back. Anyway, that guy also has probably a shit life. So just let it go. So people parked in the back parking lot that didn't know they're not allowed to. So she parked a truck to block them in, the restaurant lady. Rosie, she kept coming back and forth. So Rosie kept telling her, get the fuck out of there. Like, leave these people the fuck alone. We're not on your property. And they went into the restaurant to like, all right. Her and Chris's wife was like, let's go have a drink with this lady. She probably sees a bunch of dudes and just feels a little threatened. And was like, you know, let's go talk to her. We're girls. Like, let's go talk. Uh-huh. They went in there. Not a fucking person in the restaurant. Uh-huh. Nobody in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So there was no customers. And she's acting like a fucking bitch. Uh-huh. Wouldn't we offered to pay it. We offered to pay for anything. If we're in your parking, can we pay for, like, as we were customers? Uh-huh. She didn't even know what I did. She just didn't want people around. I don't understand. I really, 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 really hope she was just having a horrible day. Because a person like that sounds like a fucking Disney villain.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus Christ.
Bro. But then again, like, I'm glad she didn't tell me because I would have lost my shit on her. Politely. And made her probably feel so stupid she went home.
Well, I mean, the host of the event isn't supposed to be managing all the million things going wrong or worrying
that,
about
though. If somebody's trying to do some bullshit to the people outside that came to see me, I'm going to fucking let them have it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then some dude tried to cut the line and told Rosie, I'll pay for it. He's like, who is here? He must be somebody. I'm going to take a picture with him. Some hood ass fool. And Rosie told him to get the fuck out. You can't do it. And he's like, no, I can pay for anything. And then he's like, who the fuck are you? And then I guess everyone was like, who the fuck are you? And then they had Rosie's back.
Yeah, of course.
They don't realize, like, you could get stopped by 600 people. Don't do this. If there's ever a time to back the fuck off, it's the time that there's an army, you know? And Chad is 6'6". I've got that on camera. You got that on camera? Good. I guess he said that it's not LA. Everything's for sale. And then Rosie said, you can buy the back of the line. Uh-huh. And the guy got so pissed and left. I'm so happy, dude. I'm so happy she told people to eat a dick. Oh, I fucking feel so much better knowing that that happened. Anyway, cops kept coming back. They came 5 times. After the 5th time, they said, it's now a disturbance. You're just now disturbing the peace if I get this many calls. Even though nobody was doing anything. Yeah. You can call disturbing the peace on a football game every day then. Mm-hmm. A soccer practice. A fucking basketball game. Yeah. The fuck? A ball's bouncing. That's loud. They weren't even making noise. When we gave out raffle tickets, that's it.
Yeah.
So somebody just didn't like it. Shout out to AutoZone for letting people use the bathroom. If you're in Houston, go to the AutoZone by BC Smoke Shop and buy your fucking oil there, all right? Super nice. Thank you for letting people actually use the bathroom. That was awesome of you.
It's basically, it's like, today's different from regular days. I don't like it.
Yeah, like, dude. And it just made me upset because, like, we smiled, said hello, offered to pay for everything. Pay you? As if you had business, but you didn't have the business. I left a nice little Yelp thing on there, but I didn't say anything about the food because I didn't try it. Mm-hmm. I said, although this is not about food. You know, I'm like, I was pissed, dude. Like, how can you be so rude? Especially be rude to, like, I don't even want to say I get mad about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the cops kept coming back, and they said, we're shutting your whole event down at 8 o'clock. It's done. As soon as this business is closed, you're closed. We were there till 1:15. Eat a dick. So this is where it gets really bad, and this is where I need to talk to the camera. You guys ready? Rosie tells me this. Time's flying by. I don't know what time it is. I look at my phone at 6. She's like, we're shutting down at 8, and there's still about 200 people outside. I was like, okay, we're at hour 9 or 10. There's no way I'm shutting down. It's not going to happen. So Rosie Googled a park that was 2 blocks away. What we were going to do is shut down at 8, walk with everybody like an assembly from school, and walk to the park and finish the meet and greet. I don't give a shit. So at 6 o'clock, we had to put a sign at the end of the building. Any new people coming after 6 or 7 o'clock, please meet at the park. Like, hey, we can't keep you here. The cop says at 8 o'clock, whoever's in the last line is the last of the line. They were shutting us down. Mm-hmm. I'm just like hearing it like, all right, okay, we'll figure it out. And I'm just trying to like, yo, what's up, man? I'm just like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still in talking mode. I'm hearing talking. Oh, sorry. 8 o'clock. All right. And go back to it because I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're going through the night and Rosie's like, there's like 15 people that had to go to the park. I'm like, fuck. Okay. Shit. And then she tells me the cops kicked everybody out of the park. It's a park to sit at. And they kicked them out of the park because they knew where they were from our thing. Uh-huh. They must have just like followed them over there. So they kicked everybody out of the park. I don't know what's happening. I'm still talking to people. And Rose's like, yo, we have to go on live and talk to, like, there's like about 15 people that couldn't come in. I was like, fuck, dude. No, shove everyone in the building so they can't say You can shut us down. This is our fucking property. Get the fuck out of the store. So everyone crowded in as much as they could, and then was the last person, they closed the door. Right? And then we put the sign outside, hey, so sorry, but after, you know, they shut us down for the city ordinance or some bullshit. It's 8 o'clock. It's not even... Anyway. Anyway. We're doing our thing. We're talking to everybody. And then I find out it's like 60 people. So... Not the amount of people. It's the fact that some people got there at 7 and were told to leave because the fools were outside telling them, like, no, it's over. You have to go. You can't be here. So I kept thinking, like, damn, I remember when I was a little kid and fools would be like, yo, you're not playing. Get the fuck out of here. You're a fucking fat kid. Like, fuck you. Get out of here. Like, I remember the feeling of, like, damn, walking away like,
oh. Remember my motherfucking Travis Barker story, right?
Exactly. Oof. Like, oh, bro, that shit was so, like, it's like, it's not, it's like an embarrassment, but more of like, damn, that hurt my feelings. Fuck.
Yeah.
How come I can't fucking be here? That's how I felt as a kid. And then I just started thinking, like, fuck, dude. I hope there's not like a, like, antisocial ass dude out there that just got turned and he's never going to nothing again in his life. You know what I mean? Like, this is the first thing he's ever like, this dude's like, he'll talk to me and be cool. And then they get turned away. So I felt like a fucking bully almost, even though it's not my fucking fault. Just like feeling like, oh, damn, that's the feeling I gave somebody. That's whack as hell. And that shit like broke my fucking heart, dude. I was crying. I was pissed off. But she waited to tell me at the hotel because she knew I was going to be fucking furious. So right now I'm trying to find everyone in the DMs and emails. I got like 40 people so far. It's so fucking hard to figure out, like, yo, were you really there? Because don't just try to fucking play me. Like, yeah, I was there. I had a few people do that already.
This much about it is,
it's just a lot. Dude, it's like, fuck, man. Somebody told me they flew in from New Mexico, landed at 6, walked up and got turned away. That's not fucking, that's right, bro.
Yeah.
That's not cool at all.
Just for the sake of fucking with them, basically.
We stayed till 1:15. I would have stayed till 4. I don't give a shit. We could have saw everybody with another 2 hours. But they were being fucking assholes, man.
Yeah.
I don't even get it, man. I it really, like, it bugs me so fucking bad that people, those even if they don't like weed, it's still like, you see how happy everyone is, like, waiting outside, like, waiting in the line, and they're stoked? This must be something positive. This must be something cool. Look how many fucking people are here.
Yeah.
So it really bugged me and, like, hurt my fucking feelings knowing that, like, damn, there's some fools out there that are probably almost crying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm finding them. There's so many fucking DMs. I already had a few fools trying to fucking play me.
Yeah.
That really pissed me off, dude. I was there, bro. I'm a big fan. I come on, man. I can't even make. And I look, motherfuckers in another state that day on the story. That pissed me the fuck off, dude. Fools trying to play me like that. That really bugged me. Anyway, at the time this comes out, I've already talked to every single person that was not there that got turned away. So don't hit me up again. Don't try to play me. Don't try to fucking scam me. It's done. By the time this video's out, I have already talked to every single one of you and sent you something. So it's push trees and dope as shit. I'm going to send something. I don't give a fuck how much it costs. It's, you know what I mean? It's worth
not being upset about.
Yeah. Like, even if they're like, oh, I still would rather meet you. Like, in my head, I'm like, but I did try.
Yeah.
You know, like, so I fucking tried. Like, I sent you some shit.
DM'd and all that
shit. Yeah. Not the DM. Like, I'm going to send them, like, signed poster, because I'll get more posters or something, and they're like, a shirt or fucking pen or edible. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, something, they're like, damn, oh, okay, sick.
Yeah, and it won't be the last time either.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that is the only thing that bugged me. It pissed me off. It's been like 3 days. I'm still pissed off about it. But I'm not thinking about it as much as I was, because I'm like, fuck.
It's just different. They're there. They're fucking just trying to be all up in your lives. It's just different. I mean, it's not like a personal thing. It's just what they do in states like that. They fucking, they're just in your shit. They're annoying. It's like a huge difference.
So dumb, dude.
I felt that as soon as I never even got pulled over or nothing. I just felt that from them, even just being there. Fucking just, oh, you guys are just trying to suck money out of the people that you're supposed to be protecting. I get you.
About 15 people told me in the DM, I showed up, saw all the cops out there, and I left. I'm on felony probation. Uh-huh. If anybody smoke weed around me, they run my name, I go to jail. Mm-hmm. Like, the fear that you can't even stand in a line because of somebody else is doing is fucked up. Mm-hmm. I had so many people hit me up and tell me that. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, I'm on felony probation, or like, I'm on parole, I'm on probation. Like, I cannot be in that line if those cops are there. Mm-hmm. He's like, I know Houston. They're going to fucking run me. They're going to run my name. They're going to run my place. They're going to do this. Like, they weren't wrong. That's what they're doing in Dallas, dude. Yeah. Just trying to see if they can fucking take anybody out of line.
Yeah.
Footloose for weed.
But this is some gorilla shit that you're doing, like we said, going out and just he-manning
these. As you said that, I read the word gorilla.
So next time we come through these cities, it's going to be
podcasting.
Yeah, it's going to be in the form of a live podcast at a venue, and there will be no cops fucking with it.
Nothing.
Completely legitimized.
Exactly. Fucking assholes.
And it might be two nights. It might be four shows in two nights. Because, you know, you won't have to sit there for fucking 6 hours.
Dude, the shortest wait was 5.5 in Dallas and 7 hours in Houston.
Shout out to everybody that waited in that line. Bro.
I had about 10 people say they had to leave because they had to go to work. Mm. I felt that. I didn't feel as bad because I cannot control that. Mm-hmm. But I still feel like, damn. They're on my list too. Like, yo, I got you. Don't trip. Mm-hmm. It's like, fuck. And like fucking Wheezy, I told you from the chat, bro, I just told Marty about you from the live chat. He showed up and he couldn't even get in because he had to go. You're in the live chat all the fucking time and you can't even be in. Oh, man. It just bugged me, like, knowing, like, you motherfucker. Mm-hmm. I would have stayed all day, bro. I would have slept in the morning. Like, we'll figure it out. But shout out to Smurf Holes. I'll just say that real quick. This dude was super nice. Super nice, yeah. Dude. So we'll smoke this right here. I told you I'd smoke it, man. Appreciate you.
But yeah. Well, all in all, it was a success. I mean, there was more people than ever.
Dude, we met almost 3,000 people.
1% that probably couldn't see you and shit. Yeah. But we're going to, you know, make that right.
But it was good.
Everybody was cool. Everybody brought good vibes and fucking.
Every single person.
Big win for the community across the board.
Bunch of wild ass names. I asked everybody their name. A lot of you fools in Texas, you Mexican fools, got a lot of the same names. I'm just going to say that right now. I said, hey, what's up, Juan? Like 700 times in a row. I was like, oh, what's up? Like, oh, all right, Juan, sick. And I was like, damn, there's a lot of Juans and Carlos out here. Holy shit.
Man, I told you about the conundrum of a dude that I met the other day, right?
No.
Black dude with dreads.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Go.
This dude is running the Best Buy. Black dude with dreads. His name, Jesus, but he's like Jamaican, but he's got a full British accent.
Oh, shit. That's like those books. Remember the books that had three slots and they had dinosaurs? You could change the one part of the body. That's what they did when they made him.
He was killing it. He was running shit. Yeah.
Jamaican.
It took me a second. Dreads. Like, Jesus?
Name Jesus with an English accent.
He was like, really saying British shit too, like not
limey.
Like, yeah, like really laying into it, like,
bruv.
So like, yeah. Sorry, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, everybody's Juan.
Yeah, Juan. I met a dude named Justice. That was epic. Mm. I asked everybody. A lot of people had wild names. Like, what do your parents do? Like, fucking on acid. Bet you they're on acid. I met a lot of people like Aaron Roach. I met Aaron Roach. Man, that's your real name, bro. A sick ass name. Yeah, this is a hash hole. It's got crossing in it. What are we at right now?
52.
Oh, all right, all right. It's the season finale. We literally went to our spot and always we explained that. Never mind. So we just brought this thing in. We're like, dude, let's knock out season two.
We're wearing our vintage throwbacks for last episode of the season with the table.
Wild, man.
Got a lot of great laughs up in this one, Hugger, right here.
A lot of good shit right here. That's crazy. So wild to think about.
That we're just getting started, too. That's the other thing. Like, we're going to look back on these episodes.
We're barely on a couple episodes. We've had like 60 people in here only.
Yeah. We're going to look back like, wow, that little bit of time before season three. Remember those couple episodes we did in the warehouse? Shit is legendary, though. Thanks, guys, just for being able to make this possible, make everything possible. Shit is really all coming together in fruition and shit.
Dude. It's just wild. Thank you guys for everything. The meet and greet went well. Oh! What am I doing out here? big news. Me and Rosie are moving this weekend, all right? Finally got it, dude. We, I'm so stoked. There you go. There you go. Nice thing. Oh, I got your note, by the way. I got this in Texas. I didn't fly back with it. I threw it as far as I could, like Uncle Rico, way over the mountains. Made it to LA. All right. Swear I didn't fly with it. Prove it. Here we go. Got your note. Appreciate that. This right here, pixie stick. This is all hash. There's no
paper. What is that jar?
I don't know, but it's pretty cool.
That shit looks like
expensive. We'll smoke this too. Shit looks expensive. Yeah, it does. Oh, childproof.
How about this shit with the Bathing Ape blue urban camo shit with the HS on the tip?
It's dope, dude. Also, everyone wants Marty to be at these meet and greets, bro. Oh, my God. People would not. Where's Marty? I told you, I signed a lot of things. Like, can you sign it? Marty didn't make it because he didn't show up. I'm like, bro, every time it's like, he's got three children and he's working. That's my, I say every single, like, we know, we know. But like, yeah, one day we will, guys.
Yeah. I would love to be there, but I'm fucking.
You're doing a Super Bowl commercial, bro.
Yeah.
Literally, you were doing big, huge, awesome things.
Outside of that, I'm holding down the fort with all the edits and shit. And
yeah, that. You got a new backyard coming in.
Yeah, I mean. But now that we're handing over the podcast and shit, I'm about to get my, I just made my new schedule. We're about to really do this shit full time. So, I will be around. We will be doing this podcast tour. This shit will be going crazy.
Look what it says, Marty. Hold on. Hotbox me. The instructions just say hotbox me. So ready? Comes in a paper, man. It's only
It looks like a regular wrap kind of.
Look, Rosie. Remember Josh? Remember he rolled the hash flat at the Push Trees house? Yeah. And then we rolled it in the weed. It's in one of our old vlogs, like 2014. He's like, this is called a hash stick. I kind of just started doing it. This is a company that does it. Look. There's no paper, Ralph. There's no paper. It's all hash as the paper. So we're about to smoke. Oh, keep it. So I'll light this up. So, yeah. So I got your Lyrical Lemonade joint. Don't think I forgot.
Ooh, I like
we
that.
We got strain. It. Yeah. No, the Lyrical Lemonade's a music label.
Oh.
Cole Bennett, he does music videos. He has a Lyrical Lemonade paper collab with Raw.
Oh.
And you had a King Palm shirt on. I'm sorry, I don't remember your name exactly, but you brought your brother, I believe. Long hair, could look like Ratchet Man, kind of. You gave me the Lyrical Lemonade joint. Appreciate you. Also, some fools get, you know who you are. I won't say your name, but thank you for the shrooms. I could not bring them on the plane. I had to give them to somebody at the shop. Sorry. Mm.
Like regular, actual shrooms?
Regular shrooms.
And we got to obviously address the elephant in the room.
What? The Bills?
Yes.
Oh! I had hella people DM me, check on Marty, bro. Check up on him. I go, what happened? Oh, the Bills. Hey, it's okay. You guys had a bad year in Buffalo this year, man. It's okay. Next year will be good.
I mean, goddamn.
Next year will be good.
Yeah, shout out to Buffalo. We never really addressed it. Buffalo's had one of the most tragic years a fucking city can have. It was just so extra, and my heart goes out to everybody affected by all the different tragedies that went down this year.
Dude.
But,
so much.
Yeah, it was a lot. Super Bowl would have been fucking fabulous. But at the end of the day, I mean, we're just too inconsistent, and that's just the reality of it.
Hold that up.
You know, nobody's asking for my opinion, but we fucking...
Nobody's asking for my opinion.
We play like a Super Bowl team in small spurts.
Yeah.
And if we could only do it... I mean, the Bengals did it all game long against us. They didn't stop. They imposed their will.
Burrows.
They fucking first down after first down after first down. They beat us by 17. It should have been way more. We got, Josh Allen always has to come back and be such a goddamn hero for us to win. Crawl and scratch out of these holes we put ourselves in. But he's been wildly inconsistent, although he is a fucking hero. And he is great. But first he was the laser, and then he was the runner. And then he stopped doing both, really. And then he started throwing picks, and then he got hurt. And that's just like somewhere we lost our fucking mojo and our confidence. And Diggs stopped getting looks. God knows Singletary wasn't running for much. We had role players step up. We fucking lost.
Hold it upward.
My bad. We lost Vaughn Miller.
I'll drip on you.
We'll see, you know.
Damn. You just said every bad thing that ever happened. Jesus Christ. He's a runner. Then he stopped.
We had people step up. We had a guy die in the field. He came back.
That was wild.
Like, shout out to DeMar Hamlin. There's conspiracy theories.
Oh, I already seen them.
Yeah.
Oh.
It did look weird how they had them right all now. Like covertly come into the arena.
Are you ready? I'm just going to give my opinion. I believe that theory.
That wasn't him at the game? But why?
Are you ready? You're the NFL. You know what? NFL, Mike. I'm just going to say my opinion real quick. I won't go crazy. If you're making shirts of somebody and you're promoting them so crazy and you're making shirts, get well better, get soon, you're going to show their face.
I mean,
you're not going to hide their face.
Yeah.
You're not going to only shoot from the side.
That looks covert. You're not going to mask him up.
Yeah. You're not going to put glasses on in the field. Sorry, bro.
They didn't bring him on the field, right?
Like no, I mean, when he's in the cart going in the
back
of the
field. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying they didn't bring him on the field. I didn't see the very beginning of the game.
And this is all speculation because I saw the conspiracy thing and I went, If that's the heart and soul of your team right now, literally the heart of your team, you're going to show his face, let everybody know he's good and that you can prosper and do anything.
I mean, he's on social media.
I can be on social media right now while I'm talking. Somebody running it for me, Marty.
No, but I'm saying like his face and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like there's pictures of him and his love for DeMar shirts in the hospital bed.
Pictures I don't care about. I want to see video. You can edit me right now.
Okay. That's a fair point.
I was just going to say, man, I know a lot of very good Photoshop people. I don't give a shit. It's sad as hell. I'm only saying it because I did see the conspiracy. I'm like,
yeah. That's a pretty controversial fucking take. Why'd you shoot
from the side like that? Odd. Uh-huh. Very odd.
See, when I saw him pull up in the little buggy and shit, in my mind, I was like, damn, when they bring that motherfucker out in the field, it is going to go crazy at the beginning of the game. I just assumed they did.
But, I don't know. But to mask somebody up, glasses, hoodie, hat, beanie. That's what you do when you're on the run. To hide yourself.
Shoot him through the door. Through the fucking...
through the door? Only the shot of him getting out and he walked in like Michael Jackson? Nah, hell nah, bro. Something made me think... Also...
They brought Marv Levy out to give us... I don't know. The man did... His heart is like fucked with. I have no idea.
I get your heart's fucked with, not your face. If you're posting on social media, why can't you post show your face to the fans that want to see and like just love and break down and cry and be happy and stoked and hype your team up to win this fucking game? I don't know, Marty.
I have no
idea. I don't know.
I gotta
I'll just say that. Odd. I'm not saying it's true, but odd. That's all. Weird.
Yeah.
Bermuda Triangle Theory. Could be real, could not.
If they didn't bring him out and they didn't interview him or anything, like if he's at the game, that means he's got to be super cleared to be like
exactly. Out. You're cleared to be out. If you're at a football game, you're cleared to be out. It means you can talk. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not gonna look this up. We'll keep this mysterious.
Yeah, we'll keep it mysterious. You let us know.
You tell us what the fuck is going on.
NFL also. We don't care. Don't be mad at us. DraftKings. Thank you for sponsoring the episode, NFL. Let us talk about conspiracies. Hey, I don't care. Let the podcast talk about it. It's fine. But yeah, I thought it was crazy. I saw that thing. I'm like, huh, people go wild. People just make either you made shit up, made it look real good, or when did they show me only the clips that they didn't show his face and they did show his face? Yeah. There's always things you could do that make people think something else. Mm-hmm. So I'm just giving our opinions. It's fun. It's fun to talk about.
As a guy that did face swaps from fucking Photoshop for fucking 10 years.
Thank you.
Get what you're saying.
Thank you. You could make me look like Mario Lopez's son right now.
I have. I made that Onnit graphic.
Thank you. Remember? I was all fake buff.
These things are awesome.
They're pretty fucking cool, I will say. So.
So, yeah. RIP to our motherfucking season.
Damn. Also, we're off track. We moved. We never even said anything. It's like, we moved, and then we just started going fucking talking about this. Rosie and I are finally moving. That's it. I can't say anything else about the apartment.
Shit is diesel. It's not an apartment.
No, about the place we're leaving. It was great. Oh, yeah. It was great. I just don't want to live in an apartment anymore. We found a house. But we did find a GTA house. I will admit, I will say, I still hasn't hit me yet. When I walk in, right when we open the door with my own key, is when I'll like, oh, this is our house. Guys, finally. All the, I can't even believe it, man. And the thing is, when they're doing, I need you this, I need your bank statement, I need your credit. And I'm like,
I have these.
I got it. I don't have to pay my friend to make fake bank statements. Not that I'm saying I ever did that. But I'll let you know, fake bank statements are, there's a plethora of them. All right. But yeah, I may or may not have had to do some fake bank statements in my old life. They're cheap as fuck, dude. People do it cheap. I'll stop there. But people do it so cheap.
Damn.
Yeah. So I didn't have to fake anything. I didn't have to fake stubs. I didn't have to document shit. Yeah. Like,
this is really me doing this shit.
This is real.
Yeah.
And there was no doubt in my mind that we're getting it. I'm like, yeah, I want this place. I was like, oh, that was my fucking, that was my get rich or die trying moment. You want this car?
Yep.
Hop in it and leave. Finally, it happened. Finally fucking happened. I'm so excited.
This thing's kind of falling apart.
I got you. Dude.
So
yeah, the house, guys, is a GTA. It's a Grand Theft Auto.
Does it have a backyard? I didn't see. Diesel? Dumb question. Does it have a pool?
No. That's the other house, the exact same layout, did have a pool, but it was going to take 3 months to be done. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want fools in my backyard for 3 months when I smoke joints. At all.
Is there neighbors like close by or not?
Yeah, it's a gated like community thing. But oh god, this is out. It's a gated community. It's essentially right next to Calabasas. So I'm kind of farther. But it's right next to it. And so what's going on is, wait, where are you going? Talk into that one. Oh, this one did. Hi. Hello. How you doing? Well, Marty's doing this for the last time. Because now we have people that do the cameras. And we met them today. Guys, there's a bunch of the cam. Their one camera is equal to this studio.
That's a fucking fact.
Every single light pole, every pole, everything, the labor, that camera, the lens, that camera, that camera, that camera, this board, your computer, is one of their cameras. I'm so excited, guys. They did like a little sit-in test today to look at it. You know when you see interview shows and there's like depth in the back? That's what our new shit looks like. I can't wait to show you guys. Like, me and Marty just started doing this to see if we can get it done. We had fun the whole time. And here we are. All right, so a lot of people, hold on, before I take it away from talk about the house. Every single person that I talk to, for all of you out there, I told Marty every single one of your stories about what you do now. And people were talking about, it was this episode that you said this, or this episode, Marty said something, he said this, and I thought, maybe I can do that. So I got my license, and then I got my LLC, and then I got this, and another dude's like, yo, I'm the district manager of distribution now. I do this. He's told me, I was lazy. I'm going to be honest, I was lazy, and I kept watching you guys and thought, damn, I'm the guy they're talking to. I'm the guy they're yelling at, saying, stop being a lazy bitch and get the fuck up. Stop. You know what I mean? That's, and the fool told me that. I don't know what episode, because we say it every episode. But he's like, I heard that too many fucking times from you guys, and I just got up. His fucking wife started tearing. She's like, he really is doing so much better. Like, it was epic. It's so fucking cool to see these things. The clothing company. There was a group of four homies. They're all 16, and one was 17. They all had a clothing company. And they gave me a sick-ass one with a skull. I got it in Dallas with that shit's sick. And shout out to that fool. The brand's called Maniac, I believe. Sick as hell. I have the shirt. Your painting. Thank you for the canvas. It's getting shipped right now from Houston. It was too big for my suitcase, dude. And there was no way in fucking hell I was leaving it. So it's on the way. Thank you very much. Shout out for the Mike Tyson glove. Someone gave me an autographed Tyson glove. I'm like, I can't take this. He's like, nah, I do collectibles. I'm like, oh, so this is like your thing. Okay, thank you, man. I'll take that. Because I'm like, nah, I can't take this. He's like, he's going to be your coworker, right? I'm like, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, he's about to be. That's crazy. And then. Oh, yeah. So on the other side of the wall in the non-smoking section at our new studio is Tony Hawk and Jason Ellis. I'm the shortest person in the building. I just want to say that and put that out there now. Tyson's taller than me. Matt Barnes is taller than Steven Jackson. Tony Hawk, Jason Ellis, and I will officially say I'm the highest in the building, though. So that's cool. Maybe not. Maybe Marty. Marty smokes. No, Marty. Marty beats the fuck out of bowls, bro. You guys got to see the way Marty smokes the bowls. Anytime I see the camera up, I'm like, ooh, he's about to rip that shit. Marty's the type of dude that will rip it, take a second. Like, that was so still. You don't give a fuck. Whoa. Like, your lungs are strong.
You don't go back for that second rip.
Hell no. You know how many times if I don't get the bowl pulled and it sticks, I will take it off.
But I'm saying, you do the first.
Blow the shit out.
I know you. I'm saying, I know that's your move, but you do the first thing. There's still, it's still kind of on fire.
Oh, I rip all bowls in one breath because I hate stale bowls. That's why I take huge rips, because I'm like, I can't take that.
Yeah. See, to me, I could never waste unsmoked weed.
No, I don't waste it.
You just clear the whole thing in one shot all the time.
Yes. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, say I clear the whole thing and it's milked, and the bowl gets stuck and doesn't come out.
Yeah.
If it's more than a second and a half, I'll stop, take the bowl out, and I'll blow the smoke out. I will not smoke that shit because I know what it's going to taste like. I know how I'm going to feel. It gives me a weird headache right here. I don't know what it is about stale smoke. I can taste it on my teeth.
Yeah, I'm starting to not love that either.
Yeah, I just can't do it no more. After years and years of years of woe, I can't waste it. I'm like, waste it. Mm-hmm. Your lungs, bro. It hurts.
I've kind of scaled back a little bit. Now that you bless me with the fucking, my little jars and shit, like this quality, it's like, I just do a little bit, nice little here, just hit the hemp wick. It's like,
it's better.
Yeah.
It's like sauteing instead of like, yo, put that bitch in the microwave. I'm like, no, take your time.
Yeah.
It'll be better for you and better and so and dope.
Yeah. That shit is cool.
Yeah. It's cool, man. Little, your little setup.
Yeah.
Is different. And soon Emmy's going to not be a little kid running around. She'll be at school and you're going to be able to like, oh, I can smoke a bowl. Yeah. Not have to worry about, what did she do? Bro, Marty answered his FaceTime, and then out the corner, I see Emery. And you guys know, we talk about Emmy all the time, his little daughter. She just looks at me, tongue out, and she does, and she's like laughing, and just puts her leg over her head.
Huh? And I went, new ballerina what move.
The hell, dude?
Bust and out she a just
looks at like, oh, good damn. Job. That's how I look like, oh, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Dude, little kids are so fucking hilarious to like make them feel like they're the coolest person ever. Like, oh, you can do that? She gets all stoked and runs off. Yo, she's the funniest little girl I might have ever come across. John's daughter, Sophia, she's up there.
Yeah.
You guys might be tied, but I know Emmy so much more because you FaceTime so much.
Yeah.
And oh my God, she's funny like as when, shit, dude.
When Julian was Frankenstein and Big Daddy.
That's her right now. Exactly. That's perfect. That is perfect.
She's so fucking funny.
She's funny, dude. Damn.
But so, we're getting our fucking pool put in right now.
Rad
our backyard
City,
looks
City,
like
yeah, sorry.
A war zone right now.
Your backyard looks like a third world country.
It really does.
There's dirt everywhere. Plants are on the ground. And, there's stuff mixed with wires.
The pool workers keep bumping into my fucking barn and shit out there.
Do they? You leave it outside?
Yeah.
Bring it back inside.
Yeah, I'm about to start. It's funny. Keep uncovering it and shit.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is funny to me. I hear him laughing.
Really? Bunch of Mexicans to me, Spanish and shit.
Exactly. Dude. Yo, all this is going on just outside my door constantly. I'm sitting here.
Editing, looking at these dudes working.
And they're hearing the videos, too. I'm editing the rig video. All they're hearing is...
Come on, Mom, smoke that!
For real. And I'm laughing that shit's funny.
It is funny. They probably don't get that often.
You got the sheriff next door. I got all these workers that know what the fuck's going on.
You do got the sheriff next door.
This shit is funny to me.
Did you ever think you'd be building my own pool in my own house? Hi, Sheriff. That's something you can't do in New York. Yet.
Yeah, it's a different. And to him,
he's a different beast.
Me, like, he loves us. Like,
oh yeah, you're the fucking. You guys are the picture perfect family.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are fucking not playing around with this house. Like, you're making me have pressure on my shit. Like, we've been waiting 20 years to do all this shit.
Damn.
Yeah, it's
he's great, not gonna though. Bust you.
Feels really nothing. Good. No, it's just it's epic, like respect. This never did I think like the tables would turn like this.
Dude, it's crazy. I feel my neighbors across. I'm like, yo, what do you guys do? And then I thought, oh yeah, we're not in a trap neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Because every time I see people in this neighborhood,
no, they like the wildest cars are across the street. Yeah. I'm like, whoa, what do you guys sell? And I think, oh yeah. We're in this place. Yeah. You have a nice house. Okay, you're just balling.
You belong here.
Never mind. Because I still have that thing in my head of like, damn, what does this motherfucker do? Yeah. Shit. Mm-hmm. I won't say where we are, but our neighbors are trapped.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Our neighbors. Hopefully, you guys don't watch the show, but I know what you guys are doing, bro. It's
good. It's
carts
comical.
Are shipping. It's comical. Yeah. At some point, I'm like, you guys don't even hide it. You guys are all, every one of you is pulling up in 400
are
bands.
Are we filming a movie here? Is this just,
it's a rap yeah. video out there. Like, damn, the first Maybach I ever saw, the trucks that bounced was my neighbor. I'm like, damn, all these young ass fools looking at us as we pass. Like, we're your neighbors, motherfucker. It's been 2 years. Stop staring at me. But they don't hide it. But anyway, my new neighbors, I looked and I went, what do you do? What do you sell? Oh, that's when I came to the realization of like, Rancho Cucamonga. And I bought this motherfucker cash. I feel like Uncle Elroy, but I'm renting. I'm renting the house. I didn't buy the house yet. That's how I feel like, wow. Fosachi. That's how I feel, man. My neighbors, oh, I couldn't believe. I was like, damn, they had a calling in. They got the fucking Phantom. Mm. And I was like, damn, they got the Brabus. I'm like, you guys are sitting on 1.3 right there. Oh, my God.
Just in the parking lot.
Usually. Just in the driveway. Yeah. Not even in the garage. They just, those are the cars outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you kidding me? And guess what else? You guys should be very, you guys are going to laugh at this. We moved into this community, right? The day before I moved, I mean, the day before I went to Texas, John also moved. John, dopest, got a new spot. My new spot is 2 blocks from away from John. Did I tell you that?
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah. That's crazy.
He's from
and
here
that's a done deal?
To the end of the block and halfway back. That's it. He's down. If I really put my leg into it, I can throw a baseball in 3 throws to his house.
Mm. I know exactly what you mean.
What? He's down the street now. It's so crazy, dude. It's like, wait. We're going to take the whole neighborhood.
Yeah.
Let's all, like, his brother's looking for a spot. Antone's looking for a spot now, too. Antone's looking for a spot. Like, wait. If we all live into a block of each other, we're going to become billionaires.
There's, for real? There's, that's going to be a lifestyle. This
is, thank you. There's, like, the thing is, the people I hang out with, it's never like, that fool got a new thing. Like, damn, this fool, yeah, he's always trying to buy some. No, it's not. It's always, fuck yeah. It's like that. You already know. Yeah. You know them. It's more like, good shit. It's like everybody's stoked for each other because
support.
Yeah, bro. Mm-hmm. Like you want everybody to your homies.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those things where it's like they say, like, you're kind of the average of like your 5 friends you're around the most. And thank it's you. Like that's but in a good way. In usually good way. People say that like in a bad way, but
and it's not like, oh, only you only hang out with rich friends. Like, no, what the fuck? Do you know who I am? I just got enough money to buy a car. Like, fuck you. I'm trying.
Not even like financially, but just as a mentality.
The mindset. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have a homie that I'm like, yo, 2 years ago, I couldn't buy that. And they're in that position. And I'm like, no, we're going to get you.
That financial shit can change.
Yeah, we're going to fast forward your ass right now. Like, no, let's think of something. That's why we did the re-up. Like, no, we need to do something we can all, like, that's why we started with our homies. And we're starting this with our friend. Like, we can all do something in some way. If I'm doing this, you can do it too. Because you're not doing a show. You know, you're not making content. Like, you have the time to crush it. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, the mindset we're trying to get with everybody that I fucking care about.
Yeah, 100%. So, it's crazy to watch.
It's going to be so sick, dude. I can't wait, man. It's like a branch.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I'm very happy that were moving, I can, I'm, you saw the spot. I can't wait to move in, dude.
Looks like Gordon Bombay's house when he,
what's that?
And Mighty Ducks 2 when he got the drill, he moved that way. When he blew up and he fucking got his deal.
The fact that you threw out a name and I couldn't catch it, yeah. It was crazy to me. Gordon Bombay's house. I don't know. I thought of George Hamilton when you said, like, the guy with the tan. I did not know what you were saying.
Yeah, no,
I'm excited, dude. I can officially fly a drone in the living room.
It's your shit. Nobody can fuck with you. Like, as long as the landlord's cool, you don't got anybody bitching at you and shit. You drive right into the fucking garage, get out with your groceries, you're in the kitchen.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so cool, man. I'm stoked. I've never had stairs before. I've never been in a place that had stairs, except up to my apartment door.
Yeah. You guys can spread out, live your lives.
There's the steps. I looked, the first thing I walked down, I see huge living room. I'm like, there's space under the stairs? I'm going to lay right there. For real, I'm going to put a day bed under the stairs and just and smoke weed under the stairs. Oh, it's epic, dude. Mm-hmm. Maybe even like a little fake clouds. So I can lay under the stairs.
Nice fish tank or something.
Something cool?
Yeah.
No, I don't want a fish tank. I feel bad for the fish.
All right. All right.
They can't go nowhere. I'd be so pissed. Like, damn, for that whole living room, I gotta stay over here. I'd be fucked up, dude. Think of that shit.
Yeah.
Like, damn, you stay there. Fuck shit where you live. Oh, damn. Fisher in prison. I feel bad, man.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry, I don't have a bunch of people just looked at their fish tank and went, damn.
God damn it. I thought I was a good person.
Yeah, like I thought I was doing good shit. Like, no, he's shitting in his food.
You're just showing off all your freedom to him the whole day.
Yeah, he has to pick and choose what's shit and food at the top. Think of that. All right. Next time you kidnap a fish. No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. I was going nowhere with that. Anyway, we're moving. Damn, this show.
All over
I love this show.
Let's go.
This is so fun that we get to do this.
For real.
Thank you guys for being along. It's coming along for the ride. Everybody that came to the meet and greet, I told you, if we saw 1,500 people that day, 1,481 said, the podcast. The first thing he said, the fucking podcast. Everyone that's like, yo, I put my earbuds in. I guess so many people's jobs by what they said. I'm like, you put my earbuds, so you stock. You do overnight stocking. Go, the fuck? I'm like, oh, so you work at Amazon? Good. If I guess it 20 times, I got it like 16 times. I'm like, damn, I can tell just by what you do. Like, you're a truck driver? He's like, so, you know, I just put it on. Like, so you drive for work, right? You're a truck driver? He goes, yeah, we're for Amazon. I'm like, oh, damn, everybody works fucking Amazon. Jesus Christ, stop selling my shit. Amazon keeps taking push trees prints and selling them. They keep giving them cease and desist, and they won't stop. I keep supporting you every week by buying shit from you, and you're
stealing from me.
You're stealing from me. Putting push tree shit on rolling trays now and selling it. Jeff Bezos, we're going to arm wrestle.
Despite all the flagging and reporting and all that type
of shit.
But
they can sell anything. It's crazy, huh? Anyway, yeah, we're moving. We're moving two blocks away from John. It's about to be Craig and Day-Day. I'm very excited. Ranch Cucamonga style.
Uh-huh.
We already decided we're going to get golf carts. So we're going to have to drive our car back and forth. I'm like, oh, down the sidewalk. Bam! Pull up to his front door. Oh, my God. It's going to be so bad, dude. I can already see this. I'm excited. But yeah, we move in a couple days. By the time this comes out, I'll be moved.
Crazy.
Stoked.
What a week. God damn. Season 3.
Season 3. Then I'll go to Vegas. I'm going to Vegas for a day and a half in February. I forgot to put that on the calendar, but it's not a film day, so we're fine. Mm. But yeah, I'm going to Vegas for a day and a half. I'll be out there at Champs. If you're at Champs, come say hi. It's a wholesalers thing, so.
Nice.
I might not see everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to get moved in. We're going to get these new bookings booked.
We're moving in.
A bunch of new sponsors. We're going to get this new clothing line. Guys, go ahead and check out All the Smoke's fucking clothing shop. If you
see
want a
Isaac's shirt today?
Yes, our shit's going to look like. That shit is a real.
All the Smoke's merch is so. It makes me go, damn, push tree. Oh, man. That's a podcast merch? Shit. That's a sick jacket.
Yeah, they got sweatsuits and shit.
Like it makes, not in a bad way. It makes me want to like, do more. Ooh, I got to do better.
I know.
Like, it makes me feel like that shit's hard as fuck. This makes you start thinking. That's all. But they're a podcast, and their merch is stupid tight, dude.
Not to mention, they just had Will Smith on their shit, and Magic Johnson, and Steph Curry and shit.
Epic. I mean, when you're NBA legends, it's really awesome when you ask other superstars to come on your show. Because they're going to be like, yeah, I respect you.
And now they're going to be like, who the hell
fuck is that?
Who's crazy ass set is this?
Yeah, who said is that? It's some, like some, like, you know, some athlete, a tall white dude, some like small Mexican guy gets high. No, he's pretty out of shape. He's trying. He's trying.
He's actually getting a lot stronger.
Yeah, he's like, actually, probably strong. We're stronger than most people in here. Like, but the fat guy, like, yeah, that's my new goal. I got to fucking outbench everybody in the building. And I'm like, at least I'll bench all of you while you're swatting me. I don't know, something. That's a good goal. I got to do something, dude. I got to be able to do a backflip. I got to learn. Tony Hawk. I was like, what if I kicked flip? I'm like, fucking asshole. He's on the other side of the wall.
What if I learned jiu-jitsu?
Oh, shit. What if I, like, started box? I just ended it. Be a boxing. Shit. All right, never mind. Acting. Oh, shit. They've been in movies. Like, what if I could shoot good? Nah, shit. Baseball? Are you good at baseball?
Fuck no.
Hey, I might be able to win at baseball. There we go. All maybe right. Wrestling.
There you go. You got options.
Maybe wrestling. Yeah. If wrestling Matt Barnes was grabbing from the knee down. Yeah. A whole body is his knee down, and I'll just
tall dudes don't wrestle.
I'll take him down eventually, or he'll just stomp on me. I'm not saying I'm going to fight our coworkers, guys. I'm just saying physically, I'm like, what can I do?
Trying to see where I fit
where
in here.
I fit here, man. Outroll all you.
There you go.
One hit a bong as tall as you? No, you can't. I can. I'm going to go home happy. Like, damn.
Oh, yeah, they could just hit the 6-footer.
Just looking down.
That's crazy.
Standing straight up. We don't got to tilt or nothing. 6'7", 6'8".
Easily.
Jesus Christ.
That's just a regular bong.
How crazy is it? Thank you guys for making this possible. When we started this podcast, we said, dude, you know what's going to be sick if we, you know, get these people on, I'm doing this. Our new coworkers are NBA legends, the best boxer of all time, the greatest skater of all time. Jason Ellis is wild ass.
Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett's in there too. Oh my God.
It's just the West Coast office. Goddamn, guys.
This doesn't even feel... I forgot Kevin Garnett just signed.
Yeah. And you know who his first guest was, right?
Adam Sandler. Think I didn't watch it? You know I watched it. The second it came out, I went, oh my, single tear of happiness. Adam Sandler did an interview, a full interview. Okay.
At our studio, basically.
Oh my God.
Let's go, guys.
One day I'm going to walk in and see that film. I'm going to Wayne's World in my head. I'm not going to do that shit in person. But in my head, like, oh my God. Thank you.
That'll be your John Travolta moment.
Yes. Definitely my John Travolta moment. And I know that fool gets high. So
I did not realize how much I love that fool.
John Travolta's the man, bro.
Yeah.
He's fucking cool as shit.
Interesting life, too. I realized I only really knew him as Vincent Vega. I didn't really know a lot about him. So yeah. I kind of researched him. Very, very interesting life. He's been through a lot, and he's an interesting dude.
He could fly.
Yeah.
I can't. That's about it.
He owns planes like the government owns. Like,
yeah, he's a pilot. He'd be doing wild shit. All right, now he looks like Rogan.
Yeah, he does.
Beard. Yeah. Bald head. Big.
Same build. Yeah, just a little bit taller. Well, actually, he's pretty fucking tall. He was probably 6 foot.
Danny Zuko.
Nice fucking guy, though.
Damn, dude.
His vibe, his whole energy, he didn't have any sort of, like, weird energy that I sat there and was just watching him for fucking 2 days straight, literally.
Seemed epic. Like
a really nice guy. I felt really good about it.
That's how I feel about every, literally, you know how crazy it is? I'll wrap it up. But we did a meet and greet with like thousands of people and not one person was whack.
Wow.
Or gave me a weird vibe or anything.
It like defies the laws of physics and averages and shit.
One time, I won't say where, but one time there was one dude, I was like, yo, get the fuck away from me. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, don't, get, stop talking. I wanted him to leave me the fuck alone.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't speaking. He didn't want to come. It was one of his friends. He's like, oh. The first thing he's like, I don't want you, bro. I was like, okay, it's all good.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's up, man? I was talking to his friend. I was like, the way he was looking, like laughing at shit, like, bro, your vibe is so bad. Can you wait in the car? Mm-hmm. Please just get away from me. I'll hit you in the face. That's so nice, dude. But mm-hmm. like, I'll choke you to death. Not for real. You know what I mean? When those unprovoked moments come and you're like, oh, I'm gonna knock you the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I don't want to ever do that. But you know those feelings.
You just feel that little rage in your soul. Yeah.
Okay.
Little shot of rage.
Well, that's why I appreciate Rosie not telling me anything until the end.
She knows what she's doing.
She knows what she's doing. Yeah. She knows how I am.
Yeah. And the event was a success.
Yes.
Because of it.
Could you imagine her? Some guy smiling at you and just smacking the fuck out of you as he's smiling. That'd be so scary, dude. Oh, we'll wrap it up. I'm not going to be violent toward people. That's not what I'm saying. Just saying.
At all, you too.
Everybody was so fucking nice. And that's all I care about.
Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the motherfucking police. Shit still went down.
Also, come on. Go. There's crime in Houston.
Lots of people with guns and shit.
Did I tell you one other thing? I don't like guns. Don't like them. I don't even own a gun to have a gun rack. All right? Little Wayne's World for you right there. All right, you're really nice. The guy was super dope, but I'm walking through the line. I forgot to tell you, I was doing the giveaway, and like, I try not to like go, and as I'm walking back, I try not to like, hey, what's up to everybody? Because then everybody just bam, circles me. I'm like, oh, fuck, I gotta get back. So that happened because I stopped and signed one thing real quick. I'm like, oh, shit. And then it's not like I'm doing fist bumping like this, like E-Honda and shit. I felt weird. Like, I don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, yo, I'm trying to get into the front of the line.
Yeah, I
need to start back on my shit. Mm-hmm. But this fool's all, sign this real quick. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And as I'm like, this is Glock. This is a gun case. I thought it was a Pelican case at first, like for a rig. And I'm signing, I'm like, this is a gun case. And then I look over and he's like, can you sign this? And he pulls out his fucking gun. I'm like, yeah. Can you hold it though? I don't want to touch it. And I'm signing it like this. I'm like, I don't even want my fingerprints on your gun, bro. No, it's Texas. Everybody had his fucking gun. There was girls with pistols right here.
Jesus.
I wasn't worried. I was just like, I'm signing a firearm. Okay. Signing a firearm. This goes against everything I have. And I'm not saying if you run in my house, you won't get shot through the chest, because you fucking will. I just don't like having them. But I have
presented to you in line.
Yeah. So I don't want to say that right now because you'll get chopped in half. But I'm saying not running in my house is different. It's like, I don't like them. Only time I want to touch one, I'm like this.
Yeah.
No. Like, I feel so bad. Anyway, then he goes, can you stop my extended? And he pulled out a clip.
Jesus.
And I'm like, those are full of bullets. Oh, God. And I went, I don't want my fingerprints on this, bro. Can you just... I was signing it, and it says YOLA with a smiley face, a joint.
It's the last thing a fool's going to see. Joe.
I know. Smiley face. Oh, hell no. You had the gun click in there. You had it loaded.
Oh, shit. I didn't even hit that one. Yo, that did that by itself. That's the Jason Ellis evil laugh.
That was scary.
God damn.
That was fucking scary. What voice was that? Daniel Day-Lewis laughing?
That's the Texas police.
I fucking hate you. You guys didn't hear the laugh. Oh, that was a straight, I took all the children to a cave laugh at a villain. Can we, before we leave season two and these are gone, can we do what are every buttons? Can we do every button?
Oh, man, we got a couple here, but guys.
Go. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, we got the, you know, we got our danger alarm.
That's scary.
I don't think I ever hit anybody with that one. We got our little dad joke.
What the fuck?
We got our best friend. It's only right.
We have him, the crickets over there.
Yep. All right, we got for Josh Wolf.
Oh, in the woods?
Eerie footsteps walking behind you.
Ooh, we're getting like closer, that. Too. If that you're jogging, cool. Listen to this, my bad.
Yep.
That's sad loser shit.
Guys, these are all stock YouTube sound effects. All right, we got our generics here. All right.
And then we have what? I like your face when you did it. That one scared the fuck out of me before.
Yes, yeah, a good one. We got falling. I brought this one out in the mushroom trip when you fell from space.
Did you?
Yep.
I was high. I don't remember. Like that one?
Anticipation. We, of course, got our...
last Jason Allstar. Where's West Side Gun?
Oh, they got their own bank here, so we got the fucking... I make a whole goddamn mixtape.
Watch me get copywritten.
That was such a fucking sloppy mess.
Yo, yeah. I loved that.
Yeah, you know, so we got a couple. I've gone through fucking probably 100 of these things.
We need new ones now. Oh, damn.
Oh, I thought that was like, boo. I thought that was like a scary.
You thought it was
boo.
Scary? Yeah. No, it was a, I hate your jokes, boo.
Yeah.
I like that one. It's like an MGMT song. Smoking. Oh, the
yeah,
Jim
that
Carrey.
One was queued up. I got to bust them out.
That.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, we got sidetracked, but I had to know what was on there.
That's legendary. The soundboard.
We'll
see. We'll see if we can carry this over, but it's going to be a little bit more like a talk show. I don't think we might not even be rocking headphones. We're going to be doing the live switch in. It's going to look like a show. I mean, we can do whatever we want, but.
No more headphones would be crazy. Whole different world.
Mm-hmm. Like a TV show.
Hey, what's up? Talk oh, show. Damn. That's crazy.
We'll see.
You won't be able to hear your voice if it's fucked up, though. But, we have a team.
We have an audio we'll be guy sitting there it. Making sure it's all set. It's going to be so much less stressful.
I take it back.
Guys, every episode, I'm just like, I hope the cameras worked. I hope everybody's in focus.
All 100 episodes, Marty. I do this, too, periodically.
Yeah,
just always. To look. So now, sometimes I'm looking at the camera like, you know, just make sure that red light's on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah. I try to play into it a little bit so it doesn't look like...
We got indie cameras, like...
I'm excited.
These are, like, damn near Netflix-approved cameras on each angle coming in season 3.
Next week? Wait for next week. This is the season finale, but the grand opening of season 3? I'm hyped, all right? It's going to be epic. Can't say who the first guest is yet. Still locking in, but can't even say the movies this fool's in because you're going to know exactly who we're talking about. You know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Can't even do the thing I wanted to do right now. Because you'd be like, hey, I know who that is. But you know I'm choking motherfuckers out. Hey, we're just going to keep it at that. Guys, we're at an hour 36. How you feeling?
Yeah, man, I'm feeling fucking fresh.
No notes. We just came in here talking.
Let's go.
We're a real show. All right.
Feels
finally
cool.
Really doing it.
Yeah, feels.
In flow without having surreal. To have shit.
Yeah.
I love it. Wow, Marty, it's over.
Big win for the back end of season 2. We brought on a lot of people from the community.
First interviews.
YouTube, first interviews. Did probably fucking damn near 10 of them, if you really think about it.
DJ Ghost, Raw OG, Fulcrum, Young Mike,
Chris
Udala.
Milk.
Has he not been on an interview before? No, he's been on Jumper.
Yeah, he did.
5.
Oh, man, I know we're forgetting.
I know we're forgetting people, too.
Hell of people, though.
Dude, the DDG clip has 120 million views across Instagram and Twitter and
There's
YouTube.
There's no way to even calculate how many.
Bro, XXL and all that shit. This is a great season, man. We had Tony Hawk, Steve-O, Be Real this year. Yeah, we had some legendary ass fools in this room.
We had the bad trip episode. We had the good trip episode.
Yeah, I lost my mind over there for a minute on mushrooms. That was crazy. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's been fun. Do me a favor right now. You know what? Season 2. Do me a favor. Right now in the comments, if you're still here, not in the live chat, in the comments, go write down your favorite moment from an episode or your favorite episode, all right? Go write it down. Mm. And if whoever gets the most likes on that shit, we'll send you out a dope as usual box.
Love that.
You know what I'm saying? Not like, oh, who's got the coolest friends to go? No, I want like, yo, that was my favorite moment too. You know, whoever's just... happens to be like, you know what? I saw your comment. That was mine too.
I already know what mine is. It was when Josh was tripping the fuck out and I played
when he touched his ears?
Yes, and he
started rubbing his ears. He was losing his mind for a second. When he started rubbing his ears, he was like a little kid. I kind of felt bad for a second.
Yeah, I know.
He went back into like, my three brothers are beating the shit out of me.
I was terrorizing him with this little girl, remember?
Yeah, when she's the laughing.
I'm over your shoulder.
Ugh. Yeah. Mushrooms on this show, probably not going to.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe special occasions. But we've been dialing it back. We've been thinking, you know what?
Let's be hosts.
Let's be hosts. We don't have to smoke 10 grams an episode.
Interview these motherfuckers.
Let's get I want to talk. When? John Travolta's here one day. I'm going to go, yo, Battlefield Earth. Who decided to make that? Was it you or your agent? But yeah, it was my agent. But all right, that was a bad move. But it's okay. You moved on. You had Michael. Michael was a great movie. And I'll just go into that. I'm like, look who's talking.
Come on.
Both of them? Sick. Cab driver? You're the man. And we'll just keep going from there. And that's it. And my nice suit.
And that'll be like it. Swordfish?
Or what if I just dressed like him in Saturday Night Fever, Ralph, as he got here? I would love to get to the point to where we interview actors, and I dress exactly like them from their
body them
and see how long it takes them to go, yo, are you? I'm like, yes, I am Billy Madison. That's why I have this tied. You know what I mean? Oh no! You know what? You know, it's a sign. It's a sign. My mic just fell off. It's a sign. We're busting shit out, Marty. We're fucking shit up. The mic's on the fire. It's okay. It's okay. I'm going to hold this bitch like this, and we're ending season two. Look at that. Remember during the Adam 22 episode when my mic exploded? When I untwisted this and it all fell apart and the bolts went everywhere? That was sick. Or during Rick Ross in season one where I laughed and I accidentally threw my fucking headphones off my head? That was sick. And a lot of stuff that's happened.
Or when I stepped on the power cord during your mom's episode part two.
Oh, and we lost the entire thing. Audio. That was sick.
Then I had to snap my finger on the following episode.
Oh, when you fake broke your finger? Yeah, I forgot about that. Stupid ass.
Go check that out.
You're so dumb. I remember that. Yeah, Marty stepped on the cord. We lost all audio for the whole 3-hour episode. That was nuts. Or when Eric Kahn.
No, we lost half the audio.
Half of it. And Eric Kahn's dog. Keto ate my fucking notes.
Yep.
Literally, his dog, while we're interviewing, I look down and go, oh, his dog ate my whole notes list that I was interviewing him. I was looking down. It was before we had the TV up, and I was like, because I don't like to go, so.
Looking at paper,
exactly. So his dog ate my entire, we filmed that, right? Yeah. We have it on BTS, yeah. See, a lot of stuff happened, guys. This season's been great, all right? So let us know your favorite episode, your favorite moment, or your favorite moment from season two. Whatever has the most likes on it, I'll hit you up, and we'll send you out a package. Whatever has the most likes in 2 weeks, we'll let it breathe, because YouTube comments take a while.
Yeah,
it's not like Instagram, you know? Yeah. So that's what I'll do, all right? That's it.
All the way back to the Snack Bundles episode to kick it off. Goddamn, legendary. All the way through the new goblins and OGs and just...
Oh, it's crazy.
It felt like those 60-some episodes went by like as quick as the first 36.
Felt like so long ago. Yeah. Think of the first episode we ever did we never released. We still have it in the bank.
Yep. One day.
One day we'll drop
it. I watched it back. One day.
Did we say anything that would get us in trouble? No?
I don't think so.
Even if we did, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine. I mean, real trouble, not like, you know what? You can't cancel somebody. They don't give a fuck.
Trouble to us is YouTube being butthurt.
Yeah, trouble to us is like YouTube, like, hey, smack you again, motherfucker. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. This is officially the last episode of season two. It's the last time you're going to see this room. It is over. The new set, I'm not going to knock this set. The new set looks so much fucking better than the set. It's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird how much better. It's the same artwork. But a different version, just it's like season
brick.
One.
It's smaller. On brick. It's all black. It's lit.
Oh,
it's
gonna be... The neon pops more.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real... Oh, my God. I can't wait for you guys to see this shit. Anything else you want to say, Marty?
Just thank you, guys. I'm ready to just push forward on this shit. It's been a lot of anticipation when I'm talking about it. But thank you for all the support online and shit. Man, did you see... You were... Thank you to everybody that subscribed to my YouTube, by the way, too.
No, I told Rosie, I was like 4 a.m, I went, what did Marty do today? Because when I clicked your story, I saw like 70. I go, what happened? And I just kept clicking. It was just people subscribing. I go, holy shit.
So many people.
What did Marty do? Fuck yeah. I was like 4 a.m, I went to text you, I went, oh, it's 2:00. I'm not texting this fucking dude. I forgot to talk to you about that. Yeah.
I saw that. So many epic, people dude. Shared on their stories.
So epic, dude.
And also, shout out to Cam. Brought home the motherfucking chip.
Hey, let's end the show on a good note. Cam, let's go. Marty, explain.
Cam won the championship. The whole league.
The whole thing.
Went through the playoffs. Brought it home Sunday when the Bills lost. So it was all good.
Epic. He looks so stoked in his damn picture.
Yeah.
The kid in the middle making that face is hilarious. First thing I noticed was that kid. Like, damn, that kid's funny as shit. Dude, I'm so stoked. I cannot believe they won like that.
Yeah. And they're playing older kids, and they won the whole thing. So now next season they're playing kids like their age now. So we're looking forward to it. He's got 2 weeks off. He's right back at it. Got my older daughter crushing it in volleyball. All their grades are up. So
Emmy's winning Fortnite matches. All the kids are athletic.
Yeah.
Crushing.
So feeling good. Feeling good.
All right, that's a good note to end it on. You know what? Season 3, Bills championship. Bills won the Super Bowl. All right? All right? First two seasons.
I might have to go out on that motherfucking field. But remember that? Let me know.
First two seasons, we're like, they got it. They're bringing it home. It's okay. You know, it's okay.
It takes time. We've only been good for like 3 years. You know, we're working up to it.
It's going to skyrocket. And then, Josh Allen, sir, you will be across sitting from us.
Yes, now he has time. Yeah.
Now that he has time. Yeah. Oh, that was a fucking burn. I know he really didn't mean it to me, but that was brutal. Now that you don't have a job for the next couple months.
Yeah.
Now that you're not still playing in the Super Bowl.
Your most highly requested fucking interview awaits you, sir.
Hey, we burn him a little and, hey, come on the show. Hey, that was a good, that was funny.
He's going to appreciate
that. That was funny.
I got a lot to say about that authentic mustache he comes with, too.
Yo. He looks like he's from Buffalo. Do you know Josh Allen, the quarterback for the Bills, is from Fireball?
Oh, yeah,
you
told
me. Epic. Right outside Merced, right in the valley. Epic as hell. It's too cool, man. That dirty mustache.
Yep.
Yeah, he definitely hangs out with the Mexican kids.
You better come on here in a wife beater and some jeans and shit.
Hell yeah. Cortez. I want to see them Cortezes of black and whites. All right. We're not going to do that, Josh Allen. I'm sorry. All right. What if I just dress like a linebacker? What if I just came in pads to interview Josh Allen? You know, I want to start doing these things.
In a Mahomes jersey and shit.
Or like interview Jim Carrey and I'm dressed just like Stanley Ipkiss's nightgown and pajamas with a piece missing. And if he didn't get it, I'd be disappointed. See, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this because what if they don't get it? I'll be so pissed.
They'll get it.
Then they're going to think I dress like an asshole. I take it back. Maybe we'll do this if we're friends. We'll figure this out. We did say one day Tony Hawk's going to teach me how to kickflip.
It's true.
One day in the office is going to happen. See, episode 4, I said, one day Mike Tyson's going to show me how to throw a fucking hook. We said this.
It's on record.
It's on record. Yeah. And then now I'm going to say it. I need Matt Barnes to show me how to do the Kobe thing where you throw the ball behind your legs. I can't get it. Yeah. My whole life I've been trying to get it. So like Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson, show me something sick. New coworkers are pretty cool.
Pretty fucking cool.
I'm excited. All right, guys. This is it. Season 2 is over. Didn't think we'd be saying that at the end of season 2, which is fucking incredible.
Feels better. I like wrapping it up like this. Chris Udall episode was awesome, but we needed this. We need us.
Me and you, the teacher's not in the room.
Yeah.
Substitute's gone.
Yes.
Be ourselves. Guys, thank you so much for being here. 2 seasons done. Epic as fuck.
Thank you, guys. Meanwhile,
this is like episode 103. Mm-hmm. Well, 52 weeks in a year. This is almost dead on 2 years. We started February 8th.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, might be.
We started February 8th and we missed a week.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly a year once we catch up to this next week.
Yeah, it's true. Damn.
Oh, but this drops the 30th. Our next one will drop the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2 years to the day.
Yeah, it is going to land like that. Wow.
We film our first episode of season 3 in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
We start up soon, guys. So thank you so much for being here. Ah, for the last time in this podcast, in this studio, thank you so much for watching. This has been the Dope As Usual podcast. This is my co-host, Marty O'Neill. I'm Dope As Yola. Have a dope ass day.
Oh my God. Sauce that motherfucking outro.
Oh, Fresh Prince. Happy. Bittersweet. Now we leave. Then I flip this fucking table over. Oh my God, it's over. Holy shit. When it's over.